The invasion fleet stood on full alert. Admiral Thurlock paced the bridge of his flagship, eye stalks trembling with fury. The door dilated, and Chief Knowledgeist Grimble entered nervously.
"Is it true?" the Admiral growled. "Have the Earthlings destroyed themselves before we could get to them?"
No, sir," said Chief Grimble. "All radio emissions from the Earth did go silent, but it's not because they destroyed themselves. Quite the opposite." He held up a small rectangle of white plastic. "They've been hurling these into space in place of radio waves. It's called an iPod shuffle."
"Great gods," said the Admiral. "Could they have advanced so quickly?"
"They have, sir. We've been analyzing the contents. We've learned that Earth's media dictatorship has fallen, replaced by a free republic of so-called podcasts. Everyone has total free expression, and all their music can be played without a license. They all gather in an alley to elect their leaders. Currently the benevolent Queen Dawn and King Drew in the capital city of Coverville."
"But how?" the Admiral demanded. "Where did they get such ideas?"
"Well, sir, you're not going to like this part. Although they're free, they all bow to a supreme overlord, Adam Curry."
"Curry has conquered another planet?" the Admiral roared. "Damn that galactic rock and roll geek. This is the bitterest pill indeed."
Yes, sir. What should we do, sir?"
"Do? Well, we can't fight them. We'll have to create a podcast of our own and corrupt their regime from within. Get me a computer, a microphone, the cheapest mixer you can find. We will show them that we, too, have audacity."
Yes, sir," said Grimble, backing away slowly. This wasn't going to go well. He wondered if there was time to jump ship. The Wiener Rebellion was still going on in the asteroid belt. Surely they had need for an evil genius.
"And prepare the Votatron!"
Escape Pod, the science fiction podcast magazine. Find us at escape.extraneous.org.